Good morning again. 906 KWHI AM Joel Bid FM 101.7 Craig Montana back with another edition of the Community Corner here today. As always, we discuss events happening around the area for you and your friends and family to enjoy. Everybody can go out and take part in these events. And again, a double dip episode. We're going to be discussing Carnival at the Dog Park today and the Burton Cotton Festival. We're going to start off with today, the Carnival at the Dog Park coming up this weekend. We've got with us today Bob Davis. And first of all, good morning to you, Mr. Davis.
Good morning, Craig. Pleasure to be here again.
Thank you for coming in and talking with us. And then first off, we talk about the Animal Friends of Washington County as the organization that does this. What exactly is Animal Friends?
Well, we're really thrilled to have 10 years now of doing low-cost spays and neuters for people in Washington County and the other three or four counties in the area. We've been open since 2010, our clinic. In that time, we have done some 35,000 spays and neuters on dogs and cats.
Oh, wow.
At that clinic. I mean, there's an awful lot of dogs and cats that aren't around now because we've taken care of that. It's a wonderful thing. We do low cost, meaning that we run the clinic and the dog parks at a loss, and then the community makes it up with donations. Mm-hmm. And it's been a wonderful thing for us for many years. We have a wonderful veterinarian, Dr. Chris Rocky, and we have a staff that's been there really since the beginning. Mm-hmm. And so it's a wonderful thing. We do depend on donations from the community. The dog park, you know, it's like a golf course. It just eats money. So if we can get people that use the dog park to think about sticking something in the donation jar, that would be great. But this weekend, we're having our fifth carnival, and it's between 1 to 4 on Sunday afternoon, the 28th, and it's at Angela Park, which is the name of our dog parks out there. And it's a wonderful thing. We have great exhibitors. The Brenham Pet Adoption Center will be there and with some doggies to look at and maybe take home.
There you go.
One of the favorites is the Reptile Sanctuary and Hospice Lady. She brings the most amazing things. She's got an albino boa constrictor that everybody gets to play with and carry around.
Okay.
She's got one of those big Galapagos tortoises that just wanders around in the dog park.
How cool.
It's a cool thing. It really is fun. The Great Pyrenees Rescue Group will be there. Mm-hmm. Four Paws Rescue. We'll have some rabbits.
All right.
My good friends Doug and Donna Smith from New Dawn Farms, who make wonderful honey and sell it here in Washington County, they're going to have a demonstration hive so people can see that.
All right.
The Brenham Police will have their canine group out there, and we'll do demonstrations on catching bad guys.
Okay, there we go.
That's really fun. In addition, they will also have the tank, I mean the tactical assault vehicle that Brenham has. EMS will be there. The county COPs will be there. So there's a lot of things to see and wonderful entertainment. Allison Krause from Burton, who owns the White Horse Tavern, will be there with her band and providing live music. We have a pet parade, which will be judged, and prizes will be given. And we encourage everybody to bring their pet on a leash and participate in the pet parade. And you're more than welcome to bring your dogs to this thing. We have some great door prizes contributed by Independence Coffee and a nice basket of things, Kay's Mud Hut, and Puppy Dogs and Cattails. So it's there's lots of activity, and we have food.
All right. So there you go. You guys are kind of just pulling out all the stops. That's a lot of stuff you just went on right there.
All right. So we have free popcorn, cotton candy, Bluebell, of course, giving us some ice cream to give out. And I cook hot dogs.
Okay.
And soft drinks, and we give free hot dogs and soft drinks. And actually, Judge Durenberger has been known to be there to help me cook.
Oh, there you go. Okay. All right. So everybody will be out there.
So hopefully we'll be there. So we hope everybody will come out. We've had great crowds in the past. We're doing it on Sunday because our friends here in Burton are having their cotton gin thing on Saturday, so we're doing our thing on Sunday. So I would urge everybody to follow Animal Friends on Instagram. It's at Animal Friends of Washington, CTY dogs.org. Mm-hmm. Then you can also follow us on Facebook. And the website is AFVET, AFVET.org. The address, once again, is 3901 Highway 36 North. So be there on Sunday afternoon between 1 and 4, and I promise you, you'll have a good time.
There you go. And, of course, you said everything's going to be free for this event.
Everything's free. Free admission, free food.
There we go.
Lots of fun and lots of prizes.
Okay. And so for somebody that don't know a lot about the dog park, how do they go about using that, if like at a normal time?
The dog parks are open. We have one dog park for smaller dogs. One for large dogs. Both of them have a pool to swim in. The dogs love it.
Mm-hmm.
We also have an agility park if you want to take your dog out there and jump over some things and and learn how to do things. The dog parks are open every morning about 7:30 until about 7:30 in the evening on every day except Monday.
Okay, so nothing on Monday.
And it's free. We would encourage people, once again, to stick a little money into the donation box that's out there if you use the dog park. Animal Friends is a 501c3 nonprofit, and so we basically live on donations. The dog parks are not at all supported by any governmental organization. It's not a county or city thing. It is all done by the nice donations of the people that support it.
Okay. And do you need to sign up to go to the dog park?
No, you just show up and the gates are there. Everyone is separate. And so it's actually, I'll tell the truth, better than the dog park in Houston.
Is it now? Okay.
It really is.
Okay. That's pretty lofty right there, but we'll take that for you. And how do people get out there to the dog park, to the clinic?
Well, you go out to Highway 36 on the west side of town and go north toward Somerville, and it's about 5 miles from the 290 turn.
Okay.
And turn, it's on the left. There's a big sign. In fact, we just put some lights on it so you could see it in the evening.
There you go.
So you just turn in there and follow the road down to the clinic. I would urge you, if you have a new dog or cat, and you want to get it spayed, please call and make an appointment. The number is 979-277-0403. And please have your pets spayed and neutered.
There you go. Pet control, a big deal there. And let's see. I had another question I was going to ask you about. Oh, if people, you're talking about donations, people want to help donate and help you guys out, how do they go about doing that?
Well, obviously, they can look on our website and they make a donation on the website, or they can just send us one.
Yeah, there you go. Just come by and drop it off.
That's
right. Nobody's going to say no, right?
No, not at all.
There you go. All right. Anything else that we need to mention?
We've been doing this 5 years, and it's really a fun day. It's really for kids, and they have so much fun with these.
Because I imagine this is a day that if you don't have pets, it's a good day to go out and see some cool things.
You know, the reptile lady is my favorite.
Yeah. You just see one of those giant tortoises. Those things are humongous.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And she just lets it run around. It doesn't get bothered by the dogs.
Run around. See it.
Not exactly run. You're right.
But to see all that, and of course, when is that going to be again this Sunday?
It's Sunday between 1 to 4 at Angela Park, which is the dog park, and Animal Friends at 3901 Highway 36 North.
All right, and questions, that they have a phone number?
They can call that number, or they can look on the website. If you are worried about the weather, look on the website. We'll have something.
There you go. All right. Appreciate you coming in and talking with us today.
Thank you, Greg.
Have a great event coming up this Sunday.
Appreciate it so much.
There we go. That was, once again, Animal Friends having their Carnival the Dog Park coming up this Sunday.